This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of questions today that I'd love for you to answer, weigh in on, put your two cents in on the program. We have the whole first hour here just to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and if it is something different than what questions I'm about to ask, guess what? You can still call and we'll put you on and you can say whatever it is on your mind. You've got the perfect idea, you've got the perfect response to something out there, just get on that telephone, 701-258-0550. Text Todd. You got your phone in your hot little hand there?
As always.
Your formerly nicotine-stained fingers right there?
I was 14 when that happened, and I gave it up right away. Yeah.
Good for you. Do you know I've never smoked a cigarette? One day in my life, never had one touch my lips.
Really?
Really?
Never.
I tried it once. Couldn't do it.
My mom had this power. She had this power that would have me think if I did something she didn't want me to do, she'd somehow find out.
Right.
Number one.
Mom dar.
Yeah. And number two, that everything she said that was bad that would come from it would be true. So I didn't want to, like, when I thought, am I going to have a cigarette? I thought instantly of myself in a casket, bruised up from her and dead from cancer. You know what I mean?
That is great parenting right there.
Yeah, see, my dad's a heavy smoker, and even after his ruptured aorta a couple of years ago, he's still at home smoking like crazy. So
I have never had an illegal drug in my life. Ever.
Jeez, buddy.
Marijuana, nothing. Nothing.
Not even secondhand?
This is all, no, well, I suppose, yeah. I was at a Doobie Brothers concert once.
Well, there you go. You know, they're not named brothers because they're brothers, right? Your last name ain't Doobie.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. See, we're already off the rails. I don't even know what I was saying. But anyway, I've got a few questions to this.
You were
morning.
Just saying you could text me and my formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, you put me back on the rails as usual. 701-226-8503 is Todd's number to text him. For me, it's 701-367-2054. I want to start with an apology for not so much what I said, but how I said it yesterday. You probably know, and if you followed this program at all regularly and seen any of my commentary related to the audits that were going on, and in a number of different areas. When you do a job like this, you get a perspective on people who work in the public spotlight that others don't. They read about them in the paper, they hear about them on news reports, radio, TV, etc., but they don't know them. And I get a chance to see them work and know more about their character. So sometimes when I see somebody maligned unfairly, on one hand, by someone that I respect less, would be the kind way to say it, because of things I've seen of them, then I tend to get a little animated. And yesterday I was a little upset at Rick Becker on one front and Josh Gallion on the other. So I just want to apologize. I mean no disrespect to either one of those individuals, you know, as a person, okay? It's some actions that they've undertaken that I think are less than helpful. I also think at a time like this, it's just no time for that, right? So Josh Gallion is going to have a price to pay for what he did in weaponizing the department of the audit function in the state of North Dakota. He'll have a price to pay for that, and it's due and proper, okay? And Michelle Comer, James Lehman, the team, the little librarian, others who were maligned and put up on criminal charges, they'll have their day in the sun. Truth prevailed. They won. That's great. It's just probably not right now. Just has to happen. We got to bigger fish to fry. I'd say the same of Rick Becker and his Bastiat folks, who are somewhat of legend in North Dakota. I'm not sure why, because they're a very, very, very small group. And I don't want to cede the Bastiat way of thinking to Rick Becker and some of his group, right? I mean, in other words, a lot of us can think that way and not be in a little group that, you know, puts up videos and says things. Nonetheless, I don't mean anything against any of them personally. I don't. I personally wish they would just be the Bastiat party and kind of do their own thing because they don't accomplish anything anyway in that smaller group, right? And so they just might as well be their own group and not sort of trying to tear down the Republican Party in North Dakota. Now, does the Republican Party need outside sources and other views? Absolutely. But you do it as part of the team. You don't do it as constantly, you know, poking away and needling. That's a nicer way of saying what I said yesterday. So I just wanted to get that out because it's been bugging me since. And a few of you texted and said, boy, it really surprised me to be that, you know. I have a reason for being as mad as I was, but I don't need to go into it now. And I think it's better just to, you know, look, we can't have a talk show that only has the opinions of Scott Hannon or Todd Mitchell or Kevin Flynn or, you know, one or two people or this governor or that senator. It's the show for everybody. Everybody's listening, whether you agree, whether you disagree. And we'll accomplish more, we'll do more good just with that open, honest conversation that's happening. And that means if you agree, if you disagree, if you're a Democrat, you're liberal. I don't know why the liberals don't like to call a lot. Number one, there's not a lot of them in North Dakota, obviously. Any election proves that. And two, I guess they just don't feel comfortable enough knowing they are speaking to a lot of people that disagree with them to try and share their views. You know, the people I've asked before who will say, boy, you're quite the keyboard warrior there. You really, you got, ooh, man, you're right, a left, a punch here on a keyboard, on a Facebook page that 15 people see. You know, I mean, if you want to go to the masses, you want to get into the triple digits, call us. Let's have a conversation. I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be one of your pawns. Pawns? No, it's a conversation. No matter if you're conservative, liberal, whatever you are, you're going nowhere if you can't convince people that you have a better idea than they do, if you can't motivate them to your cause. So we offer that opportunity to one and all. Okay. Said what I said. I got Todd's text number out there. How about mine? 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. And also on the program today, Senator John Thune from South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem is sort of South Dakota Day today. My question's in a moment, but first, Phil in Bismarck has a question on something completely different. So that's what we're going to do next. Phil, what's on your mind?
Well, I have ran into a scenario that I'm not going to disclose names or anything like that, but I will use it in this scenario. I'm not a repair shop guy, but the car repair company, across the street from each other, two competitors. Repair shop owner one gets a PPP loan. Repair shop owner two does not get a PPP loan because we know that not everybody's going to get them. Repair shop owner one now has the next 8 weeks of payroll covered. So he puts an ad out in the Bismarck Tribune or wherever and says, our payroll is covered, free labor for the next 8 weeks. The guy across the street can't do that. I'm for the PPP loan, and I'm thankful that the government is stepping up to help companies. But that is a very real scenario that the guy across the street who is struggling to get by anyway.
And let me ask you a couple questions before I answer. When you say can't get one, was he denied or was he just not in line soon enough?
Well, like for me, example, I'm a 1099 guy. They didn't come up with the rules for 1099 with no employees until the 10th of April.
Right. True. My
competitor has employees and right, bookkeeping deal. Staff and accountants, and they got a PPP loan. They are going to my customers and saying, hey, we'll do that same thing for free because our labor is covered.
No, I hear you. They, you know, what I would say is that's a very unfortunate situation. He was aggressive. The other person was aggressive, but the rules prevented that from getting in. What I would do if I was number two, I would be in a tent with a radio and a pillow out in front of my bank, and I wouldn't leave there until they, once the president signs these things today, they light up the new round. You've got the rules and be first in line in the next tranche, so you're able to do what he's doing, but longer than he is because you started later. You know, that would be my suggestion, Philip. I just get in the next round because the next, I mean, it's been replenished now with new rules.
Right. I mean, I'm in a situation for myself that I've got work, thankfully, and I'm going to continue to work. But it's a scenario that's playing out that I don't think anybody thought of that is going to cause a lot of hurt to a lot of businesses because, for whatever reason, they don't get a loan.
Yeah, and again, some of that's going to be the money ran out. Some of that's going to be they got there before we did. I mean, you know, it's there's no easy answers there, but I'd go, number two, I'd go get the next round.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't want the leaves to fall yet, though. That's the only thing. But I do want us to
ramble on.
Ramble on. Yeah.
This better be over with by the time leaves fall, right?
Senator John Thune of South Dakota will join us next hour, and also Governor Kristi Noem. John Thune was on with Hugh Hewitt earlier today. Hugh played a clip of Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, we need truth from this president. We need truth. What did Thune think of that, by the way?
Well, I mean, I think that's... I'm glad she wants to get to the truth. The truth is that the Democrats have been stalling again. I think, as you all know, Leader McConnell went down to the floor 2 weeks ago to try and add additional funding, expand the funding authority for the PPP program, which has been very successful. The Democrats blocked it and spent the last 2 weeks trying to add other items, as they always do. And I know...
That's
as soon as Speaker Pelosi and Schumer get into the equation, things get drug out, the price goes up, and they try and hijack the process to get a whole list of other things that they want to get done.
And you know what else they do? Claim victory.
Yeah, that's the exactly.
Oh, we did it for you people. You need us. More on that line of the conversation coming up with Senator John Thune, South Dakota, here in just a moment. All right, Jim in Watford City. I promise I'm getting my questions, but I'm getting to you first. 258-0550, 701-271-1100. Quick reminder, last night we had Senator John Hoeven on talking about farm and ranch issues. A lot of great questions, a lot of good conversation. Tonight we're tackling energy issues. Anything in energy, any energy sector that you have a question about, concern about, anything related to the COVID crisis, how that impacts those industries, Congressman Kelly Armstrong tonight, 8 p.m., 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, KCJB, KTGO, 1090 Tioga, KLTC 1460. Hope I didn't forget anybody. That's tonight. Jim in Watford City. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Oh, good, good. You know, there's an illusion going on at the gas stations at $1.79 cents a gallon. You know, that everybody knows the price of oil, but $1.79 times 42 gallons, which is the price of a barrel of oil, is $75 a barrel. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of refinement pricing and, you know, logistics and a lot more involved. But again, it's just like the farmer and the rancher, the producer, who I am a producer, and today I'm probably going to get the phone call and lose my job, and along with many other people who already have and many more that are going to. So I just point out to your listeners that $1.79 is a horrible price for gasoline, as good as it may appear. It's an illusion. But I think you know, gas stations and such, they can do their part to help keep people moving again. And let's get these prices in line with what the price of oil is. And I always tire of the small group of people that own the gas stations, you know, get as much as you can when you can. And that's all I had, Scott. I just wanted to share that this morning. Sad day in the Bakken, and have a great day, sir.
Why do you think today is a sad day? There's been many sad days in this very challenging time. I only need to look at the unemployment filings to know that's the case, that a large chunk of those are coming out of the oil industry, so that's tough. What makes today worse? You said maybe you're expecting a call?
Well, I have no doubt I'm going to get a call here in the next few days, because if I was an owner, I would call me and let me go, you know? For what they're paying me, I no longer can bring the value to the table that would support my income. That's really what it comes down to. So maybe today is a sad day because maybe it's, you know, pitter patter me, whatever. But just up here today and seeing what's going on, and, you know, and how hard everybody's worked to get it to where it was, and to see it going straight south to H, you know, it's just truly sad. And maybe today it's just...
No, I hear you, and I think that every day. You know, I get behind the microphone, and I think, normally roll up the sleeves, revved up, ready to take on whatever, and with a smile on my face. It's just very, very hard, and I think people, I hope they hear in your voice why jumping up and down and saying gas is $1.59 is a great thing, because for one, nobody gets to take advantage of this now anyway. Who's traveling? Very few people are traveling, so there's no real value there anyway. But number two, there's a balance there between a price that's affordable and really the price of gas, when you look at, inflation, where that's at versus so many other products, it continues to be an incredible bargain. I mean, it really does with what you can do with it. There's no doubt about it. And 10 million jobs are what fuels it. 10 million jobs all across the country. Energy independence and, incredible innovation. So, but the consumer doesn't know that as much, and, all the things that petroleum products are in and the difference it makes. So,
and Scott Beans was talking about energy on Highway 83 today, and I just went by Underwood, and the great drag line is sitting right next to the highway. It's a beautiful thing to watch. You drive by Falkirk Mine and Cold Creek Station and realizing all those jobs are in jeopardy, too, because of idiocy, So I'd say to anybody, do whatever you can. Talk to whoever you have to support our late night industry, because it's critical. We're about to get a double whammy on the coal side and the oil side in the state, which will profoundly affect everybody.
With every fiber of my being, I wish there was some way to convey how much we appreciate people in these energy industries, because, again, you are bringing a product to life that makes this economy go. That's how planes fly. That's how ships, are powered. That's how cars go. It's affordable, reliable electricity. I mean, the energy development in North Dakota is absolutely phenomenal, and there will be disruption from this that not only was going to happen, but even worse because of COVID, but challenges that have been happening for a while. But guess what? We have something called the free enterprise system. We have something called freedom. And I have no doubt this will be reinvented in ways that we'll look back and say, wow, they did it again. And all of those people that were part of that are going to continue to be part of that. And that's the good thing. That's the good thing. So I really hope folks are here and are part of the solution going forward rather than throwing their hands up saying, I'm out of here and it's not going to work. So thanks for waking us up with a very good reminder there, Jim. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
God bless America. And we are still living the American dream. It's a little tough today. We're still living the American dream. It's great to be part of it. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Jim. Love that town. Love that town. Watford City. Love the industry. Really do. And if we look at the amount of industries that are in some significant challenge in North Dakota that power North Dakota, the two pillars, of course, are energy and agriculture. I mean, I think oil might even single-handedly be bigger than agriculture now. But they're challenging times, so remember that when you see your neighbors. More
Jensen
coming up.
Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A warning this morning from the director of the CDC of a possibly deadlier assault from the coronavirus yet to come.
Dr. Robert Redfield telling the Washington Post that this winter could prove more difficult than the current strain of COVID-19 in the United States. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says nobody can say for certain.
We're also hoping by that time that we have additional treatment options for people with COVID-19.
I don't know if it will be worse. I think this has been pretty bad. When you see what has happened in New York, that was very bad.
The Senate's finally approved a measure to inject $300 billion into a popular small business coronavirus relief loan fund. It's now been sent to the House, which could vote on it tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On your mind, back for more of our conversation here across the Northern Plains at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Text me at 701-367-2054. Got a few texts I need to get to here as well. And Todd's at 226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What day is it? Wednesday! That's what day it is, and that means Wednesday Wheels. Every week, these vehicles sell within a few minutes of us mentioning these incredible deals because we've found such incredible deals and great vehicles. Now, guess what? This one, again, at Valley City Store, 721 Main in Valley City. Really sharp. One owner trade, always. 2016 GMC Sierra. It's got the SLT package. So the heated seats, the cool leather seats, the sunroof, the heated steering wheel, all the goodies, four-wheel drive, a lot of power, only 77,000 miles on it, brand new set of tires, spray-on bed liner. It's on the lot now, 31.9. Today, if you tell them you heard about it on the radio, you drive it home for $30,875. There you go. Better call quick, 800-401-4352 or online at PucklichValleyCity.com. You drive, we'll ride with you. That's what they say. North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklich. All right, let's see who is next on the program here. Oh, the questions before we go to the calls. If Donald Trump announced a rally for June 1st at the Fargo Dome, first one, back his rally. Obviously, the numbers would have to be in check, and, you know, he's not going to hold a rally if there's potential for massive outbreak or anything like that. But I'm just doing this more to gauge where people are at with when we reopen. And we forgot the countdown today. We're going to do the countdown. The final countdown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly right. The final countdown, because we're 9 days away now. We started the countdown yesterday to the restart smart way of life. So I'm gauging your way of thinking right now related to life returning to normal. June 1st, Donald Trump, Fargo Dome, do you go? Are you signing up? Are you texting in? I want one of those tickets. I happen to know about a firsthand conversation that happened with President Trump, who was very irritated at his staff and his campaign folks for scheduling a rally he wanted in the Fargo Dome in Shields Arena. It was the campaign of 2018 when Senator Kramer was then Congressman Kramer and running for Senate. And one of the first things he said when he landed on the ground, are the people still outside? Yep. And we're not at the arena I wanted to go in. Why didn't we go to the Fargo Dome? That happened. In fact, Chris Berg was party to some of that because he was out there for an interview. POV. So, the president knows exactly how many people were at the event with the most attendance ever at the Fargo Dome. It was a Elton John concert. It was 24,000 some, maybe just shy of 24,000. I forget the exact number. He knows that. So what I'm talking about is right now hypothetical, but it could not be. Do you go? It's one of my questions today. Why not? Now to the calls. Sylvester had a comment about an interview we did with Senator Hoeven. I'm ready for it. Sylvester, tell me.
Well, I listened to your talk last night while I was pointing wheat. And, you know, they touch on so much, but, you know, they just don't seem to be able to pin down what we really need. I mean, they know the problem is in the Packers, and it's been there for a long time. And, you know, we don't need more money handed out from the government. We need to fix the industry. And, the industry, you had that guy call in that, you know, he had to sell his ranch. That's a sad story.
There was, yeah. In fact, just quickly for folks that didn't hear it, a guy called in who in 2016 was cash flowing, and 2019 was his last year harvesting. That's how quick it went, that's how far it went south, quickly.
But anyway, you also had a lady from Montana. I loved what she said. She smells socialism, and she was on before and talked about socialism. And I'm afraid, you know, I think that's the basis of what we need to keep in mind. I think everybody should write it on a card and put it on their refrigerator, what socialism is. And you tell me if this makes any sense to you. But socialism happens when the means of production falls in the hands of a few. Does that make any sense to you?
It's good and simple, sure. Now, who are the few, right?
Right.
And how does it happen? But, yeah, no, that's right. It does.
You know, so we go into this thing, and if we come out on the other side and we've got the means of production falls into even fewer hands,
we're in
big trouble.
Let me ask you something, Sylvester. I don't know the industry. I rely on very smart people like you and others in this audience to tell me whether I'm all wet or whether anything makes sense. But when we've discussed this in the past, one idea I keep coming back to is to say, okay, we don't like the Packers, right? There's too few of them, and we're pretty sure they're nasty and they're being investigated and all that. Why do we not control our own destiny when it comes with processing? Why don't we say, let's have a Dakota processing endeavor, and let's take them on. And if the producers of South Dakota and North Dakota said, our beef is going to our plant, just like Dakota Growers Pasta does, just like corn growers that own ethanol plants do, wouldn't you better control your own destiny? And you don't need government to do that.
Absolutely. You know, you take, IGA and Super Value. They have their advertisements. They talk about Hereford beef, and that's what they market is Hereford beef. And if you go into their stores, that's what they have. It's Hereford beef that's produced in this region, which is, you know, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, part of Minnesota. They have their own slaughter plant, and it produces the beef for the Super Value stores. So when you go into, and they want it to be, you know, the Hereford brand of meat, and I don't care whether it's black or red. You know, it can be, you know, really good beef. The color of the hide doesn't really make that big a difference. Anyway.
Well, I think right now is the time to think like you're thinking, Sylvester. And, you know, to take the Packer situation and equate that to what some people want. You know, the caller that called and said, I smell socialism. Look, are there people Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, others that want socialism? Of course. Would they push for that all day long? Yeah, we know that, right? Does that mean we the people are going to watch as that happens? I don't think so. So I don't lay awake at night thinking about it as a threat today. I do worry about our kids and our grandkids not having the first clue and getting to a point where, you know, for lack of a better term, I don't like this term, but the snowflake mentality that we so easily melt. Oh, okay, they're going to do it fine. Okay, yeah, let them do it. And then wake up one day and realize what we have. That I worry about. So we need to take that on for sure. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you, Sylvester. Al is in, it says here, Pure, like P-U-R-E, North Dakota. I don't know where Pure is, or if there is a Pure. Are you in Pure?
It's Pure, South Dakota.
Oh, you're down in South Dakota. Okay, the ND thing threw me off there. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, the capital. Yeah, got it. Yeah. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, it is depressing when you think about the things that are going on now, and I believe so much of it is unnecessary. I mean, we're running up trillions of dollars worth of debt. I think it's going to affect generations of Americans, but there is one bright side. I think they figured out that junk mail is not essential because I'm not getting much anymore.
That's a good thing, right? I mean, yeah.
No, not all bad.
Nobody's ever complained about not getting enough junk mail, ever, you know.
So maybe this is a cure for that.
Yeah, exactly right. I love it. Love it. Thanks for the call and the comment. Appreciate it, Al.
Yeah, I appreciate your work. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We're going to talk a little South Dakota later today with Senator Thune, and Governor Noem. So stay tuned for that. Texter says, I'm in for the Fargo Dome rally. You bet. Texter says, gas is 20 cents cheaper in Sterling compared to Bismarck. Please stop defending the gas stations in Bismarck. They are robbing us during these hard times and always, actually. This again, I wonder if that person wants socialism so we can have just a few people on gas stations and then they set the price. If you don't think it's a good enough price in Bismarck, buy it in Sterling. If enough people do, nobody will buy it in Bismarck anymore and they'll have to lower the price. The market decides. Not to mention, you look what you're complaining about right now. Oof. All right, let's see who's next. I'm going to go to Mobridge, South Dakota. Greg, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to your show yesterday, and you mentioned you were from Montevideo. And just as an aside real quick, I'm in Montevideo quite a bit. It's a beautiful little town. And so I don't know if you remember the Ace Hardware store in the corner of Main Street.
The Ace Hardware store wasn't called Ace, though, then, I don't think. But I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and then last question I have for you, and then I'll get to my point. It's going to be kind of a follow-up on the gentleman from Pew that just called. The artillery cannon that was in front of the...
armory?
Municipal building. Yeah, the armory. Was that there when you grew up?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
That is the exact artillery piece that I served on in the U.S. Army, so that's an 8-inch gun. So
that's pretty cool.
So.
Have you said hi to my friend Jose? Have you said hi to my friend Jose downtown lately?
I don't know I don't know who that is.
You don't know Jose? Wow, very famous fellow from Montevideo, Uruguay, who's in front of the library. Used to be the library, not the library, the chamber, I think, or something down there in the middle kind of downtown the mall.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice little statue.
Anyway, yeah, I want to get to my point, so I was...
Okay, do me a favor,
night.
Greg. Don't go anywhere, because we don't have enough time for you to get to your point, but I want to hear it. So hang on. We're going to do this on the other side of the break. Thanks for the memories on Montevideo. Love it. A lot of good memories there. A lot of good memories. Great town. Great people. More coming up. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Counting down to our comeback. Words like shelter in place can go back to being World War II relics rather than being something the governor of Minnesota tells people they have to do. Shelter in place. Oh my gosh. Just be smart. Didn't I love that? Doug Burgum says be smart. Wall says shelter in place. You know?
There you go.
Incoming!
You know, like, what? That's the difference.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, and you know, this will have some ups and some downs, and there's things to do without question, but I want it to happen. I want it to start.
Somebody earlier said, I think a comment on social media said something, you know what we did? We jumped off a 12-story bridge because we were afraid of a bee. That's what we did with this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Boy, I bristle at that, though. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That suggests that we are a bunch of sheep, and we did what we did in North Dakota largely on our own because we were concerned. We wanted to be sure, and we want to get it right going forward. I think that's, I don't know. I think that makes sense.
That's accurate. Very accurate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's okay. We're fine. We'll get by it.
And not to mention, we spend so much time sometimes just cranking up that firing squad. We don't have time for it. We got to decide what's new and what's different and where we go and, you know, let's go. I put up a meme last night, and it is one of those deals where it's three different circles, and then where do you put yourself in the circle?
Oh, in the me, in the middle.
And the three circles, all intersect at one point. So one circle is people taking coronavirus seriously. Did you take it seriously? I did.
Yep.
That was
I
me.
Did.
I didn't, yep. Wow. People very concerned about impending economic devastation. Man alive, that's me. I'm scared to death how we dig out of this. No question about it. And then the third circle is people worried about expansion of authoritarian government policies. I worry about that, too, because a big share of government will always try that. But I think you can be all three of those things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And still be, in the fight. The question is, I'm not letting anybody turn the United States of America into socialism.
The question is, which circle do you gravitate most toward of those three you said?
Right, and there's a little bit of that, but I'm all three. Are you? It's another question for you. We've got a lot of questions for you today. Both these are up on Facebook, so you can answer there. Greg in Mulbridge had an idea he wanted to share. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, the last thing I'd like to share, which really kind of falls in line with what you're just saying, so I happen to stay, and luckily I'm in the tool hardware business, so I'm still employed. But so I was staying in Pierre, and there's a couple of restaurants I really like to go to that are steak restaurants, and one's closed, and happened to find out that the other one's open. So it's been a while since I've actually eaten in a restaurant. It was fine. Everybody kind of sat, one table was full, one is empty, the other one's full, et cetera. And no problem. Nobody was wearing masks. Obviously, it's hard to eat with a mask on, right? So no big deal. Still doing the takeout business. So there's really, I think, no reason in South Dakota, North Dakota, that we can't get back to that quickly, and it'll people will be fine with it. So as long as everybody just, I guess we still got to social distance and do all that, but
be smart.
All been blown out of proportion.
Be smart.
Yeah,
West Acres is the biggest mall, I think, in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Western Minnesota, right? It's a pretty big mall, run by the Schlossman family. Very smart, wonderful philanthropy is their middle name. I mean, good folks, right? And so they're obviously wrestling. They announced yesterday they were backing up their opening, and they're not saying when. They're just saying we're working on reopening. I think some place like that can reopen and show you how it's done will give inspiration to others. Same thing on restaurants. Just be smart, figure it out. I was at a bottle shop the other day. I went to the bottle barn, walked in, and there's a plastic shield there now. I understand Newman's manufacturing, Newman Outdoor Signs, but also Newman's that does fences and other things, the Newman family. Russ Newman, Kerry Newman, you know the Newmans. The late, great Harold Newman's invention. They're making these. Well, how about that? Somebody thought to make those in the middle of this and helping restaurants, retail places, put those up. That's just genius. We can figure this out. Just trust people. Trust people, and let's go. Okay? HSS Courier and Medical Delivery is here to help. They want you to know they pick up your prescriptions, they deliver them right to your door. So if your pharmacy does not have door-to-door prescription delivery service by HSS, let them know. By the way, they'll do delivery of any essential product for you right now. Check them out on Facebook, HSS Medicine, or call David at 701-866-5774, 866-5774, or John at 367-5763. Mark's traveling I-94. What's on your mind? Mark, go ahead.
Hey, morning, Scott. Morning, everybody that's listening. I wanted to talk about the gas prices a little bit. My partner and I traveling for work here. We've been all over the place the last few weeks in North Dakota. We were up through the Minot area and traveling there up 83. We noticed that the gas price at Cole Harbor is, or Top Trail, is $1.40. And at Max, it's $1.44.
Benchmark, when we get home, it's $1.79. Now, I don't know. Simple math tells me somebody's making 40 cents a gallon.
You know, Mark, we've had this conversation a million times with listeners and with folks on each side of the equation there. So much has to do with where they're getting, what they're getting, the cost when they got it, how much of it they sell.
I think this is an old problem. You can drive any direction you want from Bismarck and gas is cheaper. Somebody's making money, and
I think that's America. Last time I checked, I have a product. I put my price out on the curb. And then somebody pays that product. I think that's America. Don't buy from somebody you think is charging you too much, but don't do that until you know why they charge, what they charge. That's all I'm saying.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.